Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston, I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the number one entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area, Hollywood Connections. Here's your co-host, Lisa V, and your host, with all the connections, Dawn Reese.
We are so excited you joined us on a Friday night drive time to the beach or home, and we have some amazing guests tonight, and we're going to get them on the air right away, and we have some great things that we're going to talk about with soap this coming up with soap opera stars. If you want to come to an event, I'll be talking about that shortly. We have a new model actress in the house with us, and let's go right to our guest in just a minute. Mako is on, but Lisa, are you excited about today's show?
I'm excited.
I know.
Really excited.
And I'm working on America's Got Talent for you in Miami for behind the scenes.
I know. And wouldn't that be cool if I could actually get on and interview people behind the scenes and then I get on it?
We've done it before. I've sent my other reporters.
Let's do it again.
Yes. They went to Phoenix. Again. Yeah, so we're excited. Mako, are you there? You're live on Hollywood Connections 106.1 FM, The Heat.
Well, hello, John and Lisa. How are you?
We are great.
Fabulous. Pool day all day. So I'm very relaxed. I needed it.
Awesome.
So tell us what's happening in November, your amazing, super spectacular event.
A lot. We're excited because this is to celebrate the youth and our celebrities, NBA and NFL stars, as well as our boxing legends. We have all teamed up with Nassau Church of Christ with Dr. Louis Lugo to bring you an exciting event honoring honor roll students. And also, what we're really looking forward to is introducing our after-school program with our celebrities, because as you all know, our youth are in a crisis and with all this bullying. And so that's one of our campaigns, our national campaign, and it's on our website to stop bullying. So my cousin Alan Bentley, who is not able to join us tonight, he is Hall of Fame Sports University of Miami, former Indianapolis Colts and Pittsburgh Steelers running back. He will be joining us next week.
Nice.
And he will be at the event. And then Riddick Bowe, boxing legend, three-time champion of the world, he will be at the event as well. And we have several other NFL and boxing legends. And we're really excited about bringing the after-school programs to Tampa as well as some other areas. It's really important because I am really saddened by all the children that are bullying each other to the point they're hurting each other. And so that's why we decided to have a program and to introduce our after-school programs to stop bullying. Preferably, we'll be able to make a difference.
Wow, that's amazing. What I'm really excited about, too, you're having a talent show for singers.
Yes.
And they can email you. I'll put that email address on my social media as well.
Thank you.
Yes, and so you're
and mine
also.
Too.
Yes, you were,
mine, too.
Yes, me and Lisa. And we also have Ellen Jacoby. She's a major casting director. She's going to be there as well.
Absolutely. She's one of our celebrity judges. Yes, international casting director, Ellen Jacoby, and producer. And she's also the producer for our new podcast show, which is launching the fall, which is BOWE podcast show.com. And yes, I'm doing something that's really different. Boxing and NFL together. So NFL star Benny Blades will be one of our co-hosts, and my cousin Abba Bentley is one of our co-hosts, and other Boston legends as well. And we are launching this the fall of 2019. So we're quite excited about that as well.
Yes, we'll be there interviewing. Lisa will be interviewing. Yes, yes, some fun stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's so super cool. Now, where is the address that this is going to be at? Where, and it is free, you said, correct?
Yes, free admission, free food, free everything. And right now, we're really extremely busy obtaining the sponsors on board. And this event will be held 1312 West Nassau Street. That's Tampa, Florida. And that's Nassau Church of Christ, which are the hosts. And Dr. Louis Lugo is one of the evangelists there.
Well, and you're also having a well-known film director. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Egon Steffen Jr. He's a huge Hollywood filmmaker. Wow. And he filmed the movies Bad Boys 1 and 2 and so many other movies. And he's currently filming a movie with Nicolas Cage in Louisiana, currently as we speak.
So that's amazing. So what we're excited about, you know, people want to be discovered, they want to network, and this is the opportunity for you to go to this event. And and then I'll put all that social media up as well. And then what is the website again, Mako?
Website is BOWE podcast show.com, as well as Sermons, that's S-E-R-M-O-N-S, Sermons, B-O-V-I-A, T-H-E, web, W-E-B dot org.
Amazing. Are you going to do some poetry for us while we have you on the air live? Because you're a poet, and I didn't know it.
Hey, she's a poet, and you didn't know it.
But I'm boom, boom. You're trying to just put me on the spot like that?
Please.
I mean,
please.
I am a poet. I mean, I am.
You're doing so much for us.
Well, but I did have my own spoken word shows, and I'm really blessed that I was in the New Tables of Life. It was standing room only audiences. But I have not performed in a while. I will be performing at the event.
Okay, well, do you have like 30 seconds of something? We have drive time people that are now going, wow, she's a poet. That would be great to hear something.
Right.
We're live on six stations right now.
Exactly.
I tell you.
Is she going to do it?
That's all right. We'll let you.
One of my favorite poems, I guess I will do it.
Yay! Mako, yay! Woo!
Well, thank you. This is actually for my new book. And my new book is entitled Metaphor. It will be out sometime next month, Lord's willing, that I'm publishing through my publishing company. And it's entitled Metaphor.
Okay.
Mental chambers of my brain. Constantly, I survive in pain. Rehearsing my reactions to life, only to conceal how I truly feel. Acknowledging the hurt that invade my dreams. Confronting the shadows causing sunlight nightmares. Killing the ghost of my past, drowning my soul with negative thoughts. Constant war. Victorious God, will I ever feel. Created, why was I? To absorb abuse like a human sponge? Was I somehow from the scraps of heaven? Am I the crumbs from the rich man's table? Am I the curse that Job spoke of? Why must I cry while everyone rejoiced? Forced to live as if my spirit entrapped inside a mausoleum. Self-inflicts a pinch, checking my existence. Do I exist? Is my name written in the book of life? Why do I feel I am the eye of the storm? Entertain the thought I am a camouflage, fundamental structure, bedridden to a grave, living above ground. My deity, Jehovah, are your wings embracing me? Or am I a forsaken offspring? My ultimate question, does heaven have room for me? God, please forgive me. But am I a meaningless metaphor?
Wow. Did you write that yourself?
Of course I wrote
Of course
that.
You did.
Yeah. We were testing you. We were testing you.
I wrote that back in 2000, and I decided to republish it, and the whole the entire book is entitled Metaphor. But I've been writing since I was 9 years old.
Well, amazing. Well, Mike, Mako, you are so talented, and you were just excited that you're working with us and helping us out with Hollywood Connections.
Yes.
The Mako moment, she has called in, and we want to thank you for calling in, and we're so excited.
Thank you.
Maybe
thank
in the meantime, you. Let's try to get Michael on. I said, let's see if he answers, and then you can say hello to Michael Lohan.
Okay,
that'd
be great.
That would be great. In the meantime, let's go to that one show that I put up there, Vaughn, the one of the clips. Let's play that now while we get him on the phone. And if you're a Lindsay Lohan spectacular favorite, you would like to maybe ask her father something, Michael will be calling in on the show in a minute. And let's go to that clip, and it's one of my favorites. Yeah, of course, we got, Freaky Friday, we have The Love Bug, we have Parent Trap. I mean, there's so many movies that Lindsay's been in. Her IMDb is like humongous.
Yes.
Yeah. So we'll be right back. And Michael, stay on the line.
Yes, 106.1 The Heat.
Thank you.
Chad Peterson. Margaret Pate.
Man, I've seen.
Yeah, at least one where you don't have to kick the toolbox at the end. Where's Ray?
He's running some laps. We got a qualifying race in a couple days. Just working on some minor problems.
Like not crashing?
4.2 V8, right?
V8, what?
Promise me you'll look after Maggie in New York.
Minutes. It's an assistant producer job at ESPN. Bye. Be back in a month. I'll spring you from Riverside. We'll cruise to the Big Apple and start our new live. Au revoir. Well, this isn't quite what I had in mind, but...
Hey, I sprung for the churros.
Hey, guys. Hey. The only publicity team Peyton needs is to win a race.
Thanks.
Hey, at least he loses with style.
Oh, he sure had enough practice.
Tomorrow morning, getting you a graduation present.
Dad, it's okay. I really don't need anything. Okay.
All right.
Good night. Dad, what are we doing here?
Buying you a car.
I appreciate the gesture, but I'm only going to be here for like a month.
You know you don't want me chauffeuring you around for a month.
So, Vaughn, what movie was that?
That was Herbie Fully Loaded.
That's right. That's right.
All right, Vaughn. There you go.
Yes. And so, if you're, of course, you're to read off some of the movies.
Yes. We have Freaky Friday. We have Mean Girls. We have Sick Note. We have, oh, wow. We have Till Human Voices Wake Us. I mean, there's
Parent Trap.
Parent Trap, Mean Girls. Yes, sorry, let me get Parent Trap. Yep.
We have her father, and Michael has had the opportunity because he's working on something so amazing in Las Vegas, and his foundation is just truly needed out there in the world. What's happening? So, welcome, Michael Lohan. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Good evening. How is everyone?
We're great, Michael, and we're so excited because this opportunity that you're going to be talking about your foundation and what you're doing. We were just bragging about your daughter, of course.
Brag on.
Yes, but first, how's she doing?
She's doing really well. She's got about 4 years and 3 months sober now, and
Yay!
Congratulations.
She's been doing really well. I'm really proud of her. It's amazing how your life can turn around when you do the right thing.
That's true. And we're going to talk about your foundation. Tell us what's happening, what you're doing in Las Vegas, what you're putting together, how people can help support this, and if they want to go, where they can get tickets. Tell us the whole thing. We're ready.
Well, it was kind of ironic how it happened because I've been in the treatment industry for 12 years now, and I got very dismayed down here in Florida at the way people, not only Florida, but, you know, all over the country, but Florida is just super saturated with treatment centers, and they were taking advantage of the clients. To the people I've met down here, it's more about the income than the outcome. And to me, it was about, you know, it was about people getting better. The money had to come second. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, too many people just, they wanted to make money and grow their business and franchise, and the people's lives came second to what was really important, and that's just sobriety. So over the last 2 years, I took a step back and I started working in Washington with congressmen and senators and, you know, the other politicians that were really, really ingrained in the addiction epidemic. People call it an opiate epidemic, but it's addiction in general, because I don't know if people realize this, but more people die from alcohol than any other drug on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And although they talk about opiate overdose, 20% of all overdoses are from the cocaine, believe it or not, or amphetamine.
So
I took a step back, and I did a smaller event on Long Island, a musical event, just to test the waters, and it went well. So I went to Washington, and I partnered with CADCA, which is a coalition, one of the largest coalitions in the country for adolescents, because my heart really is, look, I don't want to sound like a callous or anything, but adults are adults, and they can make decisions, and I really feel that the way to really cut this off is by addressing adolescents and children on two levels. Number one, prevention and education with kids, because it's getting so bad. If we nip it in the bud when they're early, they won't grow up to have a job, and have have a vocation and have a family, and so much collateral damage. On the other hand, I do a lot of work with kids that are in foster care, because 83% of the kids in this country that are in foster care are there because their parents are addicts or alcoholics.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're neglected and they're abused, and then they go into foster care and the same thing happens again. It's a vicious cycle. And the foster care system, again, is about, I hate to say it, but people do it to make money. They get paid to take these kids in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
It's sad. So I did this event in Washington, and about 5 weeks ago, I got a random call from a lady, and her name was Mina Liu, and she said, "Mr. Lohan, my name is Mina Liu, and I represent the Victoria's Voice Foundation." I said, "Okay, and what is it?" And she said, "Did you ever hear of the Siegel family, David and Jackie?" And I said, "It sounds familiar." They said, "Well, they're the people that she's known as the Queen of Versailles, and they're building that huge home in Orlando, the mimicking Versailles." And
I said, "Yeah, I know that one."
So she said to me, "Did you know that they lost their daughter 3 years to an opiate overdose?" And I said, "No, I didn't know that." And I said, "My heart goes out to them." She said, "Well, we started a foundation, and we're putting Narcan into the hands of all first responders, because if first responders would have had Narcan for their daughter, she would have lived. They didn't have any. They didn't have it on them." And I said, "Well, I feel sorry for her, and that's horrible, and I wish they would have, but I mean, that's not the only thing that my organization, Second Chance, really focuses on. Yeah, sure, we're behind that in education, putting education, drug education back into schools. But I help vets, I help foster care kids and kids, adolescents that need treatment." So she said, "Well, we'd certainly be interested in doing that with you." So I said, "Fine, if you're willing to, let's see what we can do." So my next call was to Damon Elliott, who happens to be Dionne Warwick's son, because at my event I had Mario Lopez and Dionne Warwick and Tom Sizemore and Janice Dickerson and a whole bunch of people from Trump's administration. And I spoke to Damon Elliott, her son, and I said, "Damon, would your mom do another event in Las Vegas on October 22nd, 25th? And he said, "What is it for?" And I said, "Well, it's my coalition, my initiative, actually, with a company, a foundation called Victoria's Voice." And I told him about it, and he said, "I'd love to meet them and let's talk about it." So we flew out to Vegas and met David at his casino, which is the Westgate Casino,
right,
where Elvis Presley actually lived. Mm-hmm. And we met in Elvis Presley's, actually his suite where he lived on the premises there.
Hmm.
And we went over everything, and we came to terms, and we said, "Yeah, let's do this as long as we donate all the proceeds to various, about 10 different causes related to addiction, but we want to do something no one else has done before." And he said, "What's that?" I said, "Well, Damon and I have been working on a new song compilation, like We Are the World, but it's for addiction. It's called Let There Be Light."
Oh,
and
nice.
We already have the song, and we have Dionne Warwick, we have Gladys Knight, we have Joe Don Rooney, we have Billy Ray Cyrus, Maya, Buck 22, and a few other people that we're talking to, including Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper and Lionel. We're speaking to a lot of people, and we're actually going to announce the song and play it at the event.
Oh, wow. So will that be the first time that song will be played at that event, or could we
play it? Yes, but it won't be performed, because we're waiting for all of the artists to get together to actually perform it, but we will play the song at the event.
Wow, I'd love to get it on the air. I mean, that would be awesome, Michael. Yeah.
Well, when the time comes. I mean, I have the track, but we have some pretty incredible people adding a bridge to it and some more lyrics.
Oh, nice.
But it's amazing. It's an amazing song. It's really heartfelt, and it touches you to your very core when you hear it.
Wow, that is so exciting. And with this event, is there going to be tickets sold for people to go to, or is it just a private event?
No, there's tickets sold, and you can go to Victoria's Voice, look up Victoria's Voice, and I can always, it's on the internet, and I think it's victoriasvoice.com, and you can buy tickets right online, or else you can, there's a couple of different numbers listed on the website, Victoria's Voice, their website, and you can call up and get in touch with the people there and purchase tickets.
Amazing. Oh, I so want to go, Michael.
You're invited. If you want to come, I'll get your tickets comped, I promise.
Oh, my gosh. We're there. Yes. I mean, that's so... I love Vegas. You know, Paul Murray and I used to, you know, from L.A., and we do so many events in Vegas. You know, when Mr. Jackson was alive, Joe Jackson, Michael's dad, yeah. We were invited to all the parties and the events. And I remember, I have to tell you the story, Robin Leach was at one of the events. And, of course, Joe was next to me. I know. And Joe was next to me. And we've been working with Joe for a while. And so Robin looked at me and Joe goes, no, I'm next. And Robin goes, oh, forget it. Jackson owns half of Vegas. And I was like, but there's Robin Leach, rich and famous.
Yeah. Lifestyles of the rich and famous. Yes.
Yeah. So no, that's amazing.
We champagne dreams and caviar.
Yes, that's
caviar.
Right. That's
yes,
right.
Absolutely.
Well, Michael, and we'd like to run a commercial for you and help promote this event. So if you can this week, make sure you send me a 30-second spot and let me start to run it for people that
want
to travel and get out there and support your event. And then go to that. They can also help with charity and, you know, donate to you as well?
Yes, it's on the website as well if they want to make a donation. And if they have a specific cause or a charity that's addiction-related that they would want it to go to, we'd be more than happy to donate it to that organization.
Wow, that's amazing. So is this a one-day event, or how is the day starting? Is it a red carpet, or what is kind of your...
There's a luncheon during the day, a talk session luncheon. And then the dinner is at 6 o'clock at night, and then after the dinner at 9, dinner's over at 9. At 10 o'clock, there's a private performance for people that buy tickets for the performance.
Very nice. Well, I got another special guest, and she's down in your area for now. Mako, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and now Michael, and then there's Mako.
Yes.
Hi.
I'm here.
So Mako,
yes.
Mako.
Mako and Michael. Yes. Wow. Eminem, there we go.
Yes. So what she's doing is a big event with sports players and some people that are working with her. You know, you've got, what are the sports players you have that are coming again? I'm sorry, Mako.
I have my cousin, Abbott Bentley. He is Hall of Fame, Sports University of Miami, former running back for Indianapolis Colts and Pittsburgh Steelers. And then I have Benny Blade. He is a former defensive back for Cleveland. No, he was with Detroit Lions.
Right.
As well as he played with another team, Seattle Hawks. And, of course, we have Riddick Bowe. He is three-time champion of the world. And let's see who else. We have so many players. My uncle is a former NBA player for the Atlanta Hawks. And we have Lorenzo White. He is Hall of Fame, Michigan State, former running back for Cleveland Browns and Houston Oilers. And then, of course, don't forget about Ellen Jacoby, casting director.
That's right. No, I need to hook you guys up. So I'm going to snapshot your Facebook. Michael, I'll send it to you, and then
that'd
be good.
That'd be great.
Well, yeah, any advice? I want to go back to you, Michael, about some of the people, or the not just even teens, but adults. You know, we were talking the other day about somebody coming off of some heavy drugs and their anger issues, and how does that help? I mean, how does your foundation help if somebody wants to get help with your foundation?
Well, we try to identify the right treatment center, and that's one of the problems in the United States right now, I'm sure you'll agree. That treatment is very cookie cutter. It's all the same. It's basically 12-step programs and big book studies and group therapy and so on and so forth. It's got to be a lot more specific than that. And you have to know the good treatment centers. If someone has a drinking or drug problem for a year, 5 or 10 years, do you really think they're going to get better in 30 days? No.
No.
It's physically... And the problem is we approach treatment for addiction in a very psychological or clinical way. We don't do that. We don't look at the medical side of it, like doing neurotherapy to reprogram the brain waves. Because let's face it, the part of the body that's damaged the most is the brain. If you looked at a brain scan or a QEG of someone who comes into treatment at the beginning, and then you look at it at the end, you see the progress they're making, you'd be amazed. But you can't do that unless you have some evidence-based therapy like a QEG. And not many treatment centers do that. You know why? Because they can't bill for it. And it doesn't cost much money. It costs maybe $1,200 a month for 30 people. And they don't want to do it because they can't make money on it.
Wow. So, you know, there's another guest. Michael, do you have a few more minutes? Or are you...
Sure.
Okay. I have another gentleman. I think, Vaughn, is Jeremiah on? I think. Is that Jeremiah? Okay, put him on because he is also a wonderful, wrote a book that is on Kindle and Amazon. And we were talking the other day, too, and he works for a correction facility in Alabama. And so when I was asking him about how people are getting help off of these, he said they can't. Their state is different. And I want him to explain this because it's really sad for these people that are coming off of this.
If they can't make money, they
can't get their help. So let's put Jeremiah on as well. Hold on a second. Jeremiah, Welcome to the show. Are you there? Jeremiah? We're live. 106.1
The Heat. Jeremiah.
So Jeremiah, welcome to the show. Michael Lohan is on and also Mako. Jeremiah, are you there?
Yes, and you guys are awesome. I believe in your dreams. Mako, that poem was amazing, by the way.
Well, thank you. That is so phenomenal. Thank you.
Yes,
I appreciate that.
Yay. So Jeremiah, we were talking the other night about Alabama, and Michael's on, and you know Michael has that foundation you've been listening to live on the air as well. And we were talking about the state of Alabama, that people are going through these drug addictions and they're trying to come off, and your state doesn't give the help that they should. Can you explain that?
No. Well, you know, in Florida, they have the Baker's Act. I'm a corrections officer, so when people come into our facility and they're on drugs, we don't have what I would consider a straight arrow to get them into a rehab facility. Actually, you know, 9 times out of 10, they'll have to go in front of the judge with a rehab in hand before they'll go to a rehab facility. And, you know, opioids and methamphetamines are the ones that we're seeing heavily used in our area. And we have a problem with a thing called fentanyl. And some of our officers have died by even touching it because it goes into your skin and kills you. So we have Narcan on all of our officers.
Are you talking about fentanyl? Because they can hardly hear.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, fentanyl.
Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Is that Michael Lohan?
Yes, it is. Yes. You're talking to Michael.
Hi, Jeremiah. How are you, sir?
I'm fantastic, but you're huge. I'm honored. Thank you.
So, Jeremiah, so you're talking about, you said that if somebody touches it, that they can die right away. Michael has this foundation that you've been listening to. And Michael, do you have any words for anything that, you know, with what he has seen in Alabama?
My heart goes out to them because I know how the justice system or prison system can be, and it's very hard for them to really help anyone that comes in with an addiction problem, because they really don't have the programs available to them or the money available to them to really set up a decent program. The best chance that a person has when they're in jail is just staying clean. If you really look at let's face it, if someone stays clean for, you know, a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, as time goes on, it progresses, then they heal. And the longer they stay clean, the more chance of them recovering. But when you're in prison, you know, unfortunately, there are drugs in prison and people continue to use. So it's kind of tough for the guys that are in, you know, correctional officers and the administration, the prison system, to really administer the right kind of help for these guys. They want to, but they can't. Mm. And like beating their head against a wall.
But if somebody wants to do it, and I know people in the entertainment industry, if they want to do it, and regular people as well that I've bumped into, they want to do it, they're going to do it, and they want to clean up their lives and take care of their families.
Right, they have to want to do it. Doesn't matter how much we want it for them, because I'm dealing with that with a few friends and family members of, until they really make the connection, they want to quit and they want to get better.
Right.
Doesn't matter what we want for them.
Right, and even in the Hollywood scene.
What's sad about it is you're sticking a bunch of normal people in with people that have been indoctrinated into that system, you know, gang members or people that push those drugs. So now you're sticking normal people that have screwed up maybe once in their life and they're surrounded by it. And so, like, they have, they like the feeling of doing cocaine, which is actually pretty prevalent down here. And then, oh, there's these other gang members in there that sell cocaine. And so all they talk about for 3 months is cocaine. Mm. And so when they get out, guess what they're going to do?
Right. Cocaine.
Well, that's so sad. It's so sad that they have to wait and get, you said they have to have a nurse come in and wait to get evaluated and wait to see to get some help on that. But and that's why Michael is getting more with the awareness of what he's doing and helping the world. And that's amazing, Michael. I mean, Michael, there's so much. Michael, do you have a documentary on your life at all?
No. I'm not about that. That's my daughter's the actress, not me. I was crazy enough to do a couple of, you know, reality shows like Celebrity Rehab and Family Therapy, but no more of that.
Screen
and TV to my daughter. No, look, I'm doing things, and you know, God knows what I do, and that's the most important thing. I do things to help people, and I don't have to stand on a soapbox and stand in the town square and say, "Hey, look what I did."
Mm-hmm,
you know, I go, I just do things because I want to help people.
That's
and I made
from
a
the
commitment,
heart.
And you know, something, you know, when you do have an epiphany in your life, whether it's going to prison or going to jail, and you let that affect you in the right way, when you let that tragedy become your triumph, that's when you're going to turn it around. Some people go into the prison or jail system, and they go in there and they come out even worse than they were before. They feel slighted. They feel like they don't have anything to look forward to. They don't have any promise or hope. And if they did, they might turn their life around.
Mm-hmm.
But it's unfortunate. It's tough on people that go in the prison system. That's why we have such a high recidivism rate.
Mm.
You know, it's just like relapse. I mean, 80 what? Statistically, 87% of people that go to a 30-day treatment program relapse in the first 90 days of coming out.
Wow.
Now,
those are bad numbers.
I don't know what the statistics are for people that go to prison and get out, but I would imagine that, you know, that a lot of people violate and go back or commit another crime and go back.
Right.
Oh, wow. Well, Michael, just keep doing what you're doing and you're changing the world. And that's what, you know, everybody says something, what, you know, it's not, what are you doing in the show business arena? And those are fun to step in and step out. But really, what are you doing to help each other and help people? And what is your platform? You don't have to be in a pageant to have a platform. You can have a platform for everyday life to help somebody.
Right.
Which
you
is amazing.
If you can save that one life, if you can whisper words of hope into someone's life and turn that one person around, that's all that matters.
Yep.
And
if we all, you know, if we come together and we're more than one voice, like Victoria's voice, where we're bringing all these people together and actually putting this compilation together for the world to hear it. Because let's face it, you know, 5 years ago, when I spoke publicly in a forum or at a symposium, and I asked everyone out there, I said, how many people out there have an addiction problem or know someone in their family that has it, or even in your own family that has an addiction problem? Maybe 20 or 30, maybe even 40% of the people would raise their hand.
Mm-hmm.
If I ask that same question now, 8 or 9 out of 10 people raise their hand.
Wow.
Because it's affecting everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And the stigma has been broken. People want help. They've been affected by it. They're afraid of hiding it. Oh, my little Johnny, oh, he doesn't smoke marijuana or drink or take pills or do cocaine. No, he's a good kid. Meanwhile, he comes home from school and he's locked in his room doing the same thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, but we have to open that door. And we have to say, look, my kid has a problem or I have a problem. What can I do? And we have to catch it early.
Well, Lisa, you have a question for me?
I was going to say something to you. I just think you're amazing because you had to go through something that families, you know, you had to go through an addiction, but you had to go through it in the public eye, which to me would make it 100% harder because stuff that's personal that you and Lindsay were going through and the family is now all on the front page. I mean, I remember watching you guys going through that, going, wow, like, my heart goes out to them because you're trying to deal with a very personal situation that is now literally worldwide because of who she is.
And Michael, that's another thing. A lot of people, I mean, I've known some people just recently and we had talked about it and they are like, well, my family members don't love me and this and that. And I'm thinking, wow, here you had this national exposure worldwide. How did you handle that, you know, as a father going through that to protect your daughter? That's
Well, you know what? It caused a lot of rift between Lindsay and I. She didn't speak to me for like almost a year and a half, 2 years over it, because I was very, she wouldn't listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
And the more I told her to do, the more distance there was. And, you know, with your kids, you tell your kid to do something, they do the opposite, or they listen to their friends. They don't want to listen to mom or dad. And Dina didn't want, you know, I'm not slighting Dina, but Dina didn't want her to go to rehab because she didn't want people to know that Lindsay had a problem, because it would ruin her career. And I said, Dina, it's going to get worse if you don't. So Dina sent you to an addiction specialist, and the guy put her on all these different pills, saying, oh, you have anxiety and depression. And she didn't. She was a kid. She was out drinking and snorting cocaine on weekends and partying with people. I'm not saying that's right, but kids experiment. They do that.
Mm-hmm.
And it would, if they wouldn't have put her on all the pills, it wouldn't have gotten as bad as it was. And, you know, let's look at it. Lindsay was, like you said, if she wasn't a public figure, if I wasn't a public figure, we would have been treated the way we were, and that just made it worse.
Oh, yeah, look, I know.
I had one DWI. Didn't even have a ticket in my life. In, what, 9 years, I think? I did have a ticket before then, but it was 9 years. I got my first DWI. They gave me 1 1/3 to 4 years in prison.
It's crazy.
In prison. Yeah. Wow. Jeremiah will tell you in his prison, how many people in his prison now are in prison for 1 1/3 to 4 years when for their first DWI? Not many.
Not many, right, right.
Wow. Wow.
The COs in my jail were like, Mike, I know guys that got 5 DWIs and they're not in jail.
Mm-mm.
It's like they want to make an example of you, not to be an example like that. That's horrible.
Wow.
Right. Well, and if we weren't public figures, it wouldn't have happened. But you know right. what? I don't hold any animosity, because that 1 1/3 to 4 years changed my life. It entirely changed my life. And where I thought God was, I was looking at God saying, why? I understand why now, because it turned my life around and made me do what I'm doing now. He brought me to the place he wanted me to be.
Right, right. I believe that. I believe that, Michael.
Right.
Well, Michael, you are a guest anytime on the air with us, and I do want to hook you and Mako up as well, and we're excited.
Absolutely.
Yes, for sure.
Definitely.
And you're changing the world and making a huge difference. And it's I'm glad to know. I always like to thank the people of Keith Walker for introducing me to you about a year ago. I really want to thank you, Michael, for taking the time and then talking with me the other night. And that made a huge difference. And I'll talk to you about that later.
Anytime.
God bless you, Michael. Yes.
We're all doing it. Marco and Jeremiah and you. I mean, what you're doing is amazing, too, because you're getting word out there. So we're all doing at different levels, but we're all working together to make a difference.
Right, working together. That's what we need to do. Work together for one cause.
Yep. I agree. Well, God bless you, Michael. Thank you so much.
God bless
Michael. Godspeed ahead of Lindsay's career. And we still love watching her on all the movies. She's adorable. And she's so blessed to have a father like you.
Yes.
I'm Dawn Reese. Mako, thank you for calling in. Jeremiah, stay on the line.
Yes, Dawn, please give Michael my number, okay?
I will, promise.
Got it.
I will. Thank you. All right, bye-bye, everybody.
God bless.
Except for Jeremiah.
Good night, everyone. God bless.
Okay, so
go anywhere.
I know we have another caller too. It goes so fast. We need
it
more
does.
Sponsors. We need more airtime.
Yes.
So,
sponsor
anyways,
the show.
We have Hollywood Connections really to also give you an awareness of different things that are out there, and that's why we want to thank Michael. In the meantime, let me introduce to you. You are
Quatavia.
That was from Mama J, one of my friends. She met you someplace. And how tall are you?
I am 5'4".
5'4", so you're a petite model.
Mm-hmm.
And so you had some acting background and some modeling.
Yes, I tried out for Barbizon. I've done Barbizon. I tried out for America's Next Top Model, but unfortunately I wasn't tall enough for that one, so I didn't quite go as far with that.
But. Well, you know, I'm so excited. I'm also a modeling instructor at Barbizon, and I'm very blessed about that opportunity on my weekends. And also, we've got connections here to help you as well. We have agents. We have a SAG agent under the show. We have producers, agents, and casting directors. And just a second, Jeremiah, we're going to come back to you in your book. But let me get Charlene on, because she's casting a movie with Hal, one of my friends in South Florida. So, Charlene, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
Yay, Miss Producer Award of the Year.
Hello.
So this is a pain a part that is casting. When are you casting for Hal's movie?
We're actually doing another casting this Sunday, and we're going to be continuing until we find all the parts that we people and the parts that we need.
And what two movies are you casting for?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
What two movies are you casting for?
Okay, currently I'm casting for Principal of Monster Lake, which is Hal's movie. And then I'm also doing another movie called Of Myth and Legend, which is going to be filmed in New Mexico.
Oh, wow. I was an old Mrs. New Mexico back in 1982.
Why does that not surprise me?
I love Albuquerque. Can you? It took me almost, the whole trip to spell Albuquerque.
Right, there you go, Albuquerque.
Anyway, Charlene, where can they reach you to sign up for this casting or to apply?
They can, obviously, they can come on Facebook. They can send me an email at backlotstudiosinc@gmail.com, or they can actually call me. They can call me at 954-394-1939.
That's right. Also, you have, I want to say this. You're a mother, acting coach, film producer, screenwriter, screenplay, TV producer, theatrical producer, cinematographer. You've been in the business for over 40 years, and so I just want to congratulate you on The Outdoor Kids. That's another TV show you've been working on.
Thank you.
As well. And I know our show goes so fast. So do you have a question for Charlene, by chance?
I just want to ask you what inspired you to become a film director and
casting director and
casting
producer.
Director and producer, and what inspired you to be that jack of all trades and motivate you, and what motivates you every morning?
Okay, I started out being a stage person where I wrote plays, musicals for stage, and then a few years ago I was like, okay, I'm interested in film. I have a daughter that's in the entertainment business, so she kind of inspired me to get into it, and then after that, I've just been taking off on my own.
Okay.
Yes, and I'll tell you, there was an agent friend of mine, both of ours, that passed away, and she said, you and Charlene need to watch out for each other. That was her dying wishes. Did you know that, Charlene?
Yes, I did know that, and I missed her terribly.
I know, me too. That was Sherry Reichert with Famous Faces at the time, and she was our dear friend, and she had opened her own agency, and wow, that was amazing, a woman. But Charlene, we want to thank you so much. It just goes so fast.
I know. Like I said, we are looking for actors, and also we're looking for investors if anybody would like to invest in Monster Lake.
Gotcha. And I know Eric Roberts is in one of them with
Monster Lake.
Monster Lake with Barry Gibb's brother, right? Son.
No. With Michael Gibbs, Barry's son.
Oh, Michael Gibbs, Barry's son. He's in it as a lead too. Wonderful. Yeah, I had met Eric Roberts on the red carpet back in Fort Lauderdale, and I'll tell you that his story was amazing on Survival. But having him there with you guys in this movie is going to be super great, and Hella is an amazing producer as well. And these castings will be at his studio at the Gulfstream?
Yes, they'll be at the studio at Gulfstream. The address there is 1330 Silk Run, Hallandale Beach.
Wonderful. And I'll put that on social media as well, Charlene, and look for people that want to go. What ages are you looking for?
Right now we're looking for the teenagers, so anywhere from 16 to 25, as long as they look like teenagers.
Okay.
Gotcha. And then we're also looking for two women roles. One's playing the teacher and the other one's playing the principal's wife.
There you go.
What is the age on that? What if you are 49 but look 39, I was told.
That would be fine. The age is for the teacher and for the wife is between 25 and 40.
Oh, wow.
See, that's what friends are all about. Yeah. They keep us in touch and they say, guess what, I'm doing a casting. And Hal calls me up and he says, get Charlene on. So, Charlene, we just got to get you to the studio one of these days and do a whole show on you because you're amazing.
And Hal.
Thank you.
I do.
Thank you.
And I say hi to Clarissa. She's an amazing guitar player as well as singer and her daughter. So that's awesome.
Thank you so much.
All right, Charlene. God bless you. All right. Thank you. So that's what Hollywood Connections is about, getting you connected with also updating. Amazing. So in the meantime, we have a question. We're going to go back to Jeremiah in 1 second with his book. And tell us, you want to try out to be a reporter with us.
Yes.
So I want you to say reporting for Hollywood Connections.
Reporting for Hollywood Connections.
Okay, that's good. She's already good on the air.
she's
and
great.
And ask us one of our questions. Let's say we're on a red carpet. So action, 3, 2, 1, you're on.
So hi guys, welcome. How are you guys feeling today?
Well, go back. You have to say reporting for Hollywood. Okay. Take two.
Snap.
And scene.
Yes. Reporting for Hollywood Connections. My name's Quatavia. Welcome guys. How are you guys today?
Ooh, we're great.
Hey,
I like that
there
intro.
We go. I do.
Yeah. Okay, so
yes.
Keep going.
So starting this business, you guys woke up and one day just said, hey, I'm gonna do this. What was
To be a talk show host?
Yes. What was that?
Well, mine was, I saw, just one minute, I can just wrap it up. I saw an ad in the paper back in California for broadcasting for Rancho Santiago College and for broadcasting. So I went for 6.5 years, learned everything I could. Mm-hmm. And then my dear friend Paul Murray opened the door where I was the late James Brown's entertainment reporter. And then went to Joe's house, Matt and Jackson's, and it just snowballed from snowball to the pre-Grammy events and so many amazing things that opened the doors. And you can interview us more on camera on that as well.
Okay.
Yeah. And Lisa.
And I met Dawn at church and God told her, you need to have this lady on your show.
To sing.
And here we are a year
now
later.
Now she is. Now she's, look what is her title.
Yeah. Now I'm the Miss Latina International Reporter 2020.
That's right. And before we go to Jeremiah, we have some things coming up.
Yes.
You want to read this?
Yes, here, we do.
And we have another one, November 2nd. It's the Young and Restless, a gathering, and you can meet and greet General Hospital. Oh, my God, there's so many stars here, and I'll put that up there. If you go to Soap This on Facebook, and you'll see the stars that will be there. The second and third, since you have your glasses on.
Yeah, well, I have. And what's funny is she will never wear her glasses, so I guess that's why I'm, you know, on the air so much. So November 2nd and 3rd, I will be there. I'm so excited. Meet and greet. We have Jordy, Ray Rosales. We have Melissa, Abby Newman. We have Devin Hamilton, Brighton James, and we have Elena Dawson. Also on there, and it starts at, we have a private dinner at 6:30 and an auction breakfast with the actors for November 3rd from 9:30 to 10:30 a.m. So
right.
That's where, a meet and greet, and you get a photo shoot, and this is the Young and the Restless fall gathering. Now we also have Soap This Presents
Christmas with
Mutter.
Yep.
MUTTER cocktail reception and VIP dinner with Kathleen Gotti. I'm so excited we're going to be there too.
December 7th.
So you can go to soapthis.ticketleap.com. Once again, soapthis.ticketleap.com.
Right. And then we also have the Sunburst Lookalike Convention on this weekend. No, actually, Wednesday the 28th.
Yes.
We'll be there interviewing that as well. So a lot of fun things that are happening. Also, let's go to Jeremiah real quick. And Jeremiah's been very patient. And tell us about the book again that you have wrote. It's on Amazon and Kindle.
Oh, absolutely. And first, Lisa, you could definitely play a 25-year-old teacher. I'm just saying.
Oh, Jeremiah. Flattery will get you everywhere because, like I said, I need a fan club president. You're already hired. We're going to travel the world. I'm excited.
Okay, so Diaries of a Whole Night, it's a Christian, what I like to consider a Christian-Japanese anime about 7 teens that, you know, that are sent to, I do apologize, I'm driving to the jail right now. I got called in.
Oh. That, you going to the jail, you work for the jail. That's a whole different.
No, not like that. No, I'm actually going over there to defuse the situation. But anyway, one guy, anyway, it's not a big deal. So Diaries of a Whole Night, The In-Between, is about 7 teens that are sent by God to a world called The In-Between to save an angel from a demon king. But the real challenge starts when they get home, high school. It's about how teenagers are growing up with Christ in a world that's full of drugs and full of peer pressure. You know, much like when I was growing up, except all we got in trouble for was drinking under the age, and now people are doing cocaine under the age.
Right.
No age for cocaine.
Right, laying in a field, hoping the cops didn't catch you because of MD 2020, Strawberry Hill, Boone's Farm, and Cisco.
They say you're so funny.
Jeremiah, tell me I'm wrong.
No, I actually hid from the police on the side of a lake.
There you go. I come from a long generation of lines of that. My father's father and my father, they hid from the cops, and I did, and I think my children probably did. I'm just kidding, Jeremiah. Go ahead.
So where can they buy this amazing book?
Oh, by the way, I've got two copies I'm going to send both y'all.
Yay!
I've got them in. And you can get them on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. You can get them in most Barnes & Noble stores. I don't know of anyone that's not selling them. And in some books a million.
Amazing. Right. And again, I guess I'm just reading a text from Michael Lohan. He said, the Victoria's Voice, I'm going to be putting all of this on here, how to get tickets for Las Vegas to this event. If you'd like to help him with the funding, it's all on here. So I'll put that on social media.
Yes, and I'll put
media.
On mine. Yep.
Dawn we'll Reese. And if you'd like, I probably have to add, maybe delete some people, but I'll add you.
Yes, we will delete and add. I do that on a daily basis.
Right. So, Jeremiah, so it's been a pleasure to have you on and promote your book, and we'll keep promoting it on social media. And when Lisa and I read the whole thing, then we're going to give more comments on that. Right, Lisa?
Yes, we are.
Yes, for sure. So anyways, Jeremiah, thank you so much. God bless, and thank you for the other night talking with me. That was such an inspiration, and I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Hey, you're right there. You guys are the best.
All right, thank you.
No, you are.
No, you are.
You are.
You are.
Whatever. You are.
He's a
whatever, I love it.
Okay,
all
so.
Right,
you got a 24-year-old. Hey, you have a great day.
All right, I'm going to work it. I'm going to work it. Own it.
24.
So as we only have 4 minutes left, we want to thank our guest, Michael Lohan for calling in, for Charlene. I'm calling in for Jeremiah Knight, and all of our other guests with Soap This. So, and again, thank you. So how did you like being on the radio?
Very nerve-wracking.
Oh, it's not. You're only heard on, on 106.1 The Heat, local, Tampa, everybody driving.
It's yeah, it just very, keeps no, going and going. Thank you for everybody sharing our show as well.
Yes.
And also in thank December, I'm going to be working with the World's Tourism Florida State Pageant, so I'm going to be running an event. And that's coming up December 7th as well. But that's in the morning.
And I'm involved in that too.
Yes. And we have more things with other events that they're asking. The Business Women's Opportunity is coming up. We're going to get them on the air next week in 4 minutes. So, Lisa, anything else you want to talk about?
We have always my church, www.beaminghope.org. Services at 10 a.m. at 11000 110th Avenue North. That is Largo, Florida. And please make sure you find me, Lisa V. I will be there. And we will just be getting
she'll be
full
singing.
Of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, you can't miss her. She's singing in the choir.
Yes, yes.
She's up there.
Yes.
Yes. And so anyways.
Praise band.
Yes, praise band. So, yes. And also we want to thank everyone that has been helping us with Hollywood Connections and the opportunities from the Christian Film Festival. We're still getting calls. Next week we have a film director, actually two of them. One is casting another movie called, I think, something with ice skating. And she's going to be here and talking about her film that she's going to be casting very soon at one of the ice rinks. And we have another film director that owns a production company in town, thanks to Ellen from the Tampa Bay Film Society. And the Tampa Bay Film Society is also something that everyone should get involved in. That's something, if you're an actor, you want to network with producers. And Johnny was there, of course. You got in that movie?
Yes. The movie, what's great is he was supposed to go back to India and do all the editing, but he found a company here. So yay, and Johnny, you're not going anywhere. So that way we can all really get involved more. And I'm going to get signs in Coco the Movie. And please share it on Facebook, Coco the Movie, K-O-K-O the Movie.
Right.
It's really a great, cute movie, and I can't wait for it.
And you're taking my place tomorrow because I have to be someplace else.
Yes,
you're
going to
be at Blue Water Media Studios at 8:30 in the morning.
Yes, I am. I'll actually be there by 8. That way. I don't have to worry. I'll be there at 8 o'clock.
Just network, have fun. You're
going to
be over there. Last time we were there, it was with Lisa Gibbons. It was so much fun.
I can't wait. Have a great time.
And Vaughn, thank you so much for producing
you,
our show. Upcoming shows, we do have a Beauty Queen Reporter on the 9th of September. Chatting with Deidre. And then Ripping It with Lisa V will be the
getting
other half.
Ripped with Lisa V.
Yes, that's getting in shape
getting
with Lisa
ripped.
V.
There we go. Sorry, how to do that.
That will be on that September 9th special as well.
Yes.
I'm Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections. Remember, give God all the glory and honor in your life. And if there's somebody in your family that needs prayer, get down on your knees and start praying for them and not just go, oh, they need help or they need this. Just start praying for them and give that to God. And I write a note, a letter to God in my Bible, and I'll tell you, I just say, okay, God, take it.
And I have people on Messenger like all over the world. It's really cool that Facebook has brought people together to where they literally tell me that they watch us go live from church. They watch our show and they really feel that when we say I pray for somebody, when I go on, I see Facebook, you need prayer, I'm praying, and so is everybody else. So
that's right. Who knows what God's going to do? Syndication,
exactly.
Right?
Yes, syndication.
We're on actually the VH2 TV network and also the 24 Flix. Bye, everybody.
Right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Good night.